Now, let me tell you a story. I have a cousin. His name is Derek Smetnerst. He lives in the United States of America in Tampa Bay in Florida. Derek and I come from a long line of sporting achievers. As I've mentioned to you before, my father was the South African light heavyweight boxing champion. He was the captain of the South African life-saving team, international. He played in the South African international water polo team. His next brother down was a Springbok international wrestler. The next brother down played left wing on the South African international soccer team. The youngest brother captained the Springbok international soccer team. Their only sister captained the Springbok international hockey team. She married the South African international rugby captain of the day. And they produced their son, Mornay Du Plessis, another international South African rugby captain. Now, of my cousins, my sister and myself, we grew up in the sporting excellence, this drive to achieve the best of their potential. I try to get a balance between academics and studies and sport. Sport to me was not an obsession. It was just a lot of fun. I did well. I know I could have done better if I'd had more time. I was a swimmer, a long distance swimmer, and I'm going to mention a couple of things in that context shortly. Louise Chadwick is a world famous long distance swimmer. She is one of the few women who've swum the English Channel back to back in one go. She swam one way, got out on the one shore, and then swam straight back. Very few men have done that. And then she embarked on the most dangerous swim of her career, from Catalina Island off the Southern California coast to the coast of California just above San Diego, the most treacherous, shark-infested stretch of water that there is. Now, she wasn't worried about the sharks, and she wasn't worried about the currents. She could cope with that as a strong swimmer. But she was concerned about the fog that would come down very quickly, and you couldn't see how much further you still had to swim. You couldn't keep back strength in reserve and pace yourself. You'd become disorientated. Your strength would sap without a goal to aim at, and you could quit. And what she feared happened. The fog came down, and she was going to quit. Her coaches and her family in the little boats traveling with her urged her to keep on swimming. Come on, Louise, keep on going. Not far now. But she couldn't pace herself. She couldn't see how much further to go and to keep strength in reserve. And she decided to quit. She got on the boat. Half an hour later, when the fog lifted, she found she was only half a mile from the shore. Now, she did the swim again, because she was more than a match for that. But it was a hollow victory compared with what she should have done the first time. Now, I am telling you that because there are people here who have needs. You've been hurt. You've been afflicted. And you're about to quit. And victory and God's provision is just like half a mile away. Just a short distance compared with the distance you've traveled already. And you don't want to stop short and miss the blessing and the provision that God has to give you. That would make it very, very hollow. But the best of the next generation was my cousin Derek. In fact, he was the finest sportsman that the Smetherst family ever produced. Far better than the international caps that came out of my father and my uncles. At the age of 15, he was playing for the top professional soccer team in Southern and Central Africa. And you know, a lot of the black folk play professional soccer there. They are brilliant with a round ball. In order to lift the level of his game, Derek had to move from Southern Africa. He considered himself only a C-level player. I'm just using that as a comparison. Until he came to play in England. Now, this goes back quite a number of years ago. He played for two professional teams here, and he lifted the level of his game because he rubbed shoulders with top players, and he was formed further by top managers and coaches. Then he moved to the United States. Now, what do the Americans know about soccer? But Derek was voted 3 years in a row as the world's number three soccer player, the third best in the world. 3 years in a row, he was top goal scorer throughout the United States and Canada. He finally lifted the level of his game to top world-class standard, to A-level playing. And these were his words to me. only because I put myself in a place where I could be molded to a position of excellence by top-level players and coaches. He said, before that, I would have stayed at B level or C level. Now, I'm challenging you tonight. At what level are you playing your game right now? Is there room for improvement? Then let's reach to